irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Power of Love, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation. I am TJ Jackson, and with me, I have both of my brothers, Taj and Terrell Jackson. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
Would you like to say the rest of the intro?
You want to share it?
Yeah, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives.
Okay.
We are here to provide hope,
resources. We're paying you by the minute. Come on now.
So no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
With us today, we have a special co-host, Mr. Royal Jackson. How are you, Ro?
I'm good. I'm feeling a bit under the weather.
You don't feel well, Ro?
I feel not sick. I just feel weird, like heavy.
Ooh, heavy.
Heavy?
Yeah.
You got a lot on your mind?
No.
When's the last time you've gone to the
weather. Bathroom? It's the weather change.
Oh, not that heavy?
Has the weather changed?
Oh. Yeah.
It's been going on for like 3 days.
Well, talking about not feeling so well, I have a headache, everyone. I took a daring move on Sunday. As in 4 days, 3 days ago, I stopped eating completely. So all I've had since Sunday at 1 p.m., well, the last thing I should say I had was an ice cream cone at 1 p.m.
Was it worth it?
The ice cream cone was great.
Was it good?
It was great.
Is it holding you over?
No, it's not. That has...
So you haven't eaten in 4 days?
I haven't eaten in 4 days, son. My first time fasting. And I'm feeling it right now. But you know what's so crazy? Real quick,
You can't drink water or anything?
I know. You can drink water. That's pretty much all I'm drinking is water. You can have coffee and tea technically in this fast.
But you don't like those
But
things.
I don't like those things. So it's just been water.
Do you have lemon?
I don't know that, Terrell. I'm going to do a bit more research, but I'm going to... that's all I've had. So you look shocked. You didn't
that's
know I was
awful.
Doing this?
No.
It's.
I thought you were fasting like during the day, like what you usually do. Like
that's intermittent fasting.
You can only eat like at certain times of the day.
Yeah, that's intermittent fasting. Which is a strategy that I love, and it's a strategy that I think makes sense. So that's a strategy I've adopted. But yeah, I'm reading this fasting book, knew I wanted to fast sometime this year, and I was like, why not do it now? I'm kind of motivated. I'm reading the book now. So tomorrow morning will probably be the next time I eat, and you got to start off somewhat slow.
Reading a fasting book?
Yeah.
How is that?
It's great. Very educational. Very interesting. Yeah. It says we're, as humans, designed to be able to withstand not eating for several days. But
well, that's every animal.
Exactly. But society has trained us to eat 3-6 times a day.
Yep.
So, which not only develops weight issues, but also develops diseases. And so I'm trying fasting.
Interesting.
You're supposed
many,
to clear
so yeah. many
And how long are you doing this for?
Taj, my goal was a week, but I don't think I'll make it. I don't have the hunger pains. It's just my head is hurting.
Yeah.
Supposedly going to get easier, though. But
it does.
You think,
I've never
Terrell?
Done the no food. I've done juicing.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you juice?
I don't know. I'm reading a fasting book, son. So I'm doing fasting. But I think in 3 months I'll do it again for a week. But right now it's just to see what it is and so I could better prepare. I didn't prepare enough, though, by not drinking enough water.
Mm.
I drink in a lot of water now, but I should have drinking more water Saturday and Sunday, those days. And I didn't need know I needed to, but
yeah. Well, so my advice is I know you're fasting a lot and getting into the whole fasting diet. I just recommend take it slow.
Yeah, thank you, man. No, but you know what?
You didn't get my joke.
Oh, the fast and slow. Okay.
Over all three of you guys' head. Come on, wake up.
I think I got it
Listeners
first.
Listeners liked it.
Awful.
Listeners liked it. You guys, wake up here.
If you have to explain a joke, then it's not a good
joke.
No,
it's just you guys. I guarantee you somebody liked
your
that joke.
Was good. You just didn't sell it right.
Yeah.
I sold it perfectly. You just weren't connecting.
With
you
all your fasting,
either. You didn't wait. Huh?
Take it
that
slow.
That was great.
Yeah. Something
that
like that.
Yeah. It's all right. Listeners got my back on that.
Anyway, talking about fasting.
You need a writer to punch it up.
And crazy diets. We should be doing the disclaimer now because I really don't want to encourage someone to do a crazy diet and say they learned it from me. So remember, we are not licensed therapists or licensed doctors. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. and we've learned from it, and we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Do not just rely on us. So I kind of told you guys how my week was. So tell me how your guys' week was.
It was good. We had our opening day, but got rained out because of the rain. But Bryce had his school play, Beauty and the Beast.
How was that?
It was good. They switched casts. It was on Saturday and Sunday. So he had two shows on Saturday and one on Sunday. And they switched cast, but he was the Beast on all three shows.
Nice.
All right.
But it was good.
He like it?
Yeah, he likes it. He's shy, though. I told him you can't be shy up there.
Is he? He's shy on stage, too?
I'm shy, too. But still, you gotta
own it.
You got to act.
Yeah.
You got to pretend. You got to be the Beast. But he was actually really good.
He enjoy it?
Yeah, he was good.
Good. Good.
I enjoyed it.
You got to start somewhere, man.
And Papa T came out.
Good.
Papa T came out in his cousin's show, and Jafar, Randy, Dante was there.
Cool, man.
It was good.
Very good.
You did well.
Who wants to go next? Taj, anything on your?
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, the Academy Awards.
Oh, what'd you think? The Oscars.
Yeah. Predictable. I knew who was gonna win what.
You did, Taj?
Normally, I don't. Normally, okay, there's a shocker, but this seemed like
safe.
No, there's a lot of people that hadn't won it before that it was kind of their time to win, and so it was one of those.
See, that's the thing.
But
I don't
really,
like
who?
I don't like that.
Roger Deakins. He won for best cinematography. He's been nominated like 14 or 15 times.
Oh wow! Okay.
Shawshank is like one of my favorites, but he also did like Skyfall. He's done a bunch of them, but he got nominated this time.
Four.
I don't even know.
Oh. See, I don't like when they do that. I don't like when they deserve an Oscar, but they don't give it to them, and then they're up for it next year or whatever.
No, I didn't say he didn't deserve it this year.
No,
I didn't
I'm
see
not
the
saying
movie
that
he was.
But it's like if you don't give it to him for the movie that he was incredible in, then I don't like the makeup stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But I don't think he this movie like. Oh, it was Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049, which was a great. Visual.
Roy's disagreeing with you.
Visual.
Yeah, visually.
Yeah, so, and he's a cinematographer. So I can't get mad at that. Yeah. And then also Gary Oldman won. He won.
That was his first?
That was his first. Yeah,
wow.
See? That was his
I
first.
I didn't know that.
That was his first?
That was his first Academy Award. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of makeup in terms of like, but you'd be like, no, Gary Oldman's won. But
I don't even know who that is.
He won.
Terrell.
You know Terrell. Yes, you do. He
I know
won.
His work.
Now you sound like
I
me.
Just know
in
who Gary
in
Oldman
the music.
Is. You do.
I know his work.
You ever seen Dark Knight?
Yeah, see,
he's
I know his work.
He's the guy with the mustache and the glasses.
See, I know his work.
He,
you know him.
His kids go to Buckley, right?
Yes.
Or did they used to? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They do.
Taj, anything else? Did you see The Shape of Water? I love that one.
I love that too. I had seen that before.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
what
great.
Was the big winner?
Shape of Water won Best Picture. Yeah,
and so Best
that's
Director,
the,
right?
That's the big one, huh? Right?
And Best Director.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did
best
Jordan win?
And that was best the first picture. Time he had won.
Yeah, I liked it.
What did Jordan win then?
Huh?
Jordan
Best Screenplay.
I'll tell you one person I know that won.
I'm happy for
Get
him.
Out. That was great for him.
That was great.
I'll tell you one person I know that won.
Who? Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. For what?
He won
animation.
Yeah. Dear Basketball.
Who's handed that?
Royal Jackson, how was your week?
It was pretty good. We won our basketball game Sunday.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you did.
I think and that was my best game so far.
It was definitely your best game.
You know
you
who
played
else showed
really
up?
Well.
You know who else showed up on your team?
Terrell. Yeah, Terrell played
Uncle
well too.
Terrell
played so well.
I think I almost had a double double.
No, did you? Yeah, you
seriously. I think almost everyone had like double digit rebounds.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Roy. You played really well, man.
Yeah, you did.
You played great defense, which is something that we can't do as much anymore. You used your athleticism, especially on the defensive end, to mess up the flow of the offense.
Your
and
hustle
that's
was
what
good.
Your hustle was excellent.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was the difference,
Uncle
man.
Taj used to do until he got hurt.
Really, though, that hustle is huge because it disrupts them.
Yeah.
It doesn't let them get comfortable.
Yeah.
It's all about comfortability. Life's about comfortability, really. All right, so we are live on the Power of Love
did
show.
Did you have anything? Or?
No, I told you about my fasting.
Oh, yeah. That was it? All right,
I hogged a lot of time.
You did.
We are live on the Power of Love show. If you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we're going to open up phone lines. We're actually going to open up now. There's no guest today. We do have a topic, but feel free to call in and talk about whatever as well. This is a loose show. The phone number to call in if you want is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. But yeah, or you can even tweet us. And the Twitter handle is at DDJ Foundation. That, of course, is if you are a little too shy to call, or you have a
call. You should call.
You should call. But what if you have like a great link to post or share?
Yeah,
that's what Twitter's for. And even a comment. If you just want to correct something, go ahead and tweet us. Todd is looking through it now. So
yeah. Tiffany Davis says she got your joke, Terrell. So there's one.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Yeah, hey, it wasn't a bad joke. It just
you guys just weren't ready for it.
It was pretty mediocre.
It was really good. She got it. That lets me know you guys.
But
slipped.
She didn't or say it was a nice. Good joke.
It doesn't she matter. She got it. She was ready.
All right. I did not get it when he said it.
She did say good joke. She said, "Ha ha, good joke."
See,
Tara,
okay.
I got
see?
It.
All right.
See.
So in his defense, she did say good joke.
Thank all right.
Tosh.
Well,
thanks for keeping it real, Tosh.
That's what I'm here for.
Is that all you're here for, Todd?
Apparently.
All right. Well, you know what? One thing I want to talk about before we get into our topic is something on mental health.
Okay.
Did you guys hear what's his name? Kevin Love? Terrell?
Yes.
Terrell, what did he say?
He talked about he had a panic
who's Kevin?
Attack.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin Love is a basketball player. Okay. Used to play for the Timberwolves and... He's on the Cleveland Cavaliers for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
All-star, broke his hand. He's really good.
Okay.
He spoke about his panic attacks.
So I didn't hear about this. So during the game, he had a panic attack?
Well, he didn't. He was referring to a situation back in the... There was a game. I forget what team they were playing, but he had experienced a panic attack. I don't believe it was recent. You know, like the last week he had a panic attack. I think it was some time ago. But... DeRozan from Toronto,
mm-hmm.
he spoke about his depression. That's what it was, depression. He's going, he spoke and opened up about depression and basically said, you know, we're human at the end of the day. We could be basketball stars, we could be baseball players, whatever. We're human and we deal with problems just like everyone else. So he opened up about his depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a week later, something like that, Kevin Love opened up about his his panic attacks.
Yeah.
So it's all mental health. And Kevin Love, he said, you know, because DeRozan basically inspired him to open up.
Great.
So,
and I just wanted to read a quote from Kevin Love, which I thought was very profound. His quote is, "Mental health isn't just an athlete thing. No matter what our circumstances, we're all carrying around things that hurt. And they can hurt us if we keep them buried inside. Not talking about our inner lives robs us of really getting to know ourselves and robs us of the chance to reach out to others in need. So if you're reading this and you're having a hard time, no matter how big or small it seems to you, I want to remind you that you're not weird or different for sharing what you're going through." And I just thought it was fantastic mm-hmm. that a man of his... You know, his status wasn't afraid to come out and say. You know, a lot of professional athletes and entertainers, there's an idea that you have to be perfect and show, like you're incapable of pain or mm-hmm. hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate Kevin Love for not only talking about it, but going in depth and encouraging so many others to do the same, talking about it. We have a call. So who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Tiffany in Texas.
How are you, Tiffany, in Texas?
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi, how are y'all?
I love that.
I love the y'all.
How are y'all? No, we're good. I love it. We are good. What do you got for us, Tiffany?
In regards to you mentioning Kevin Love with his panic attacks, I wanted to speak about how I had an anxiety attack. Yes.
Was it recently or when?
It was last year. I'm sorry, what?
When was it? When did it happen, the anxiety attack?
Shortly before I had to evacuate for Hurricane Harvey.
Do you think the hurricane was part, obviously, I assume it played a big role in your anxiety attack?
God, yes.
And was this your first one?
It was hard. I have high anxiety anyway, but I mean, that just went into a totally different stratosphere.
Wow.
when everything hit me.
Wow. So I don't have much experience with anxiety attack or panic attacks. What was that like for you?
It felt like a heart attack.
Really?
I have asthma, it started off with me having trouble breathing. I thought I was having an asthma attack. Well, you know, it's not supposed to take 20 pumps on the inhaler to calm down. And, you know, I just kept getting shakier because, I mean, the weather was very bad anyway with, like, just nonstop raining. And it wasn't normal rain. It was almost like when you see about Noah's Ark, like biblical type rain. And you know, I was just like, that was when my ceiling fell in, and you know, I was just like, well, am I going to get out of here? I was sick, I had missed dialysis, I mean, just so many things were on my mind at one time. And I wound up taking an ambulance to the emergency room and getting my treatment and everything, so I was fine. But until then, it was just a big major worry. Now, it was mostly triggered by worry.
Mostly by worry. Real quick, I did a little research while you were speaking. Do you know the difference between a panic and an anxiety?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't.
You don't?
Let's hear it, Terrell.
No.
I'm liking this, Terrell Jackson.
I'm trying.
I like it, man.
I don't know where my brother's at. Who's the new Terrell?
I don't know. Look, I'm just going to read it, so hopefully it's correct. But they say anxiety attack, people may fear fearful, apprehensive, may feel their heart racing or feel short of breath, but it's very short-lived. And when the stressor goes away, so does the anxiety attack. Mm. Panic attack, on the other hand, doesn't come in reaction to a stressor. It's unprovoked and unpredictable.
I'm sorry. I already just said this, but I'm very impressed and very happy with this person.
Wow.
He's
looking for a raise.
I looked in your eyes and I felt you didn't have it today. So just like that, I have to rise up.
You see what I have to deal with, Tiffany? But I love these guys. So here's my question. Okay, you know what's so funny, though? I think, and I'm going to just share this because, I don't know, I don't think she'd mind. But my daughter, Lexi, she had a panic attack the night before our DDJF Foundation.
Right.
The Halloween bash. And that's why Frances didn't come, because she went to her, and it was like something she's never experienced. It was very scary, very fearful, where she had to pull over and couldn't really even operate a car and felt like she was passing out. Yeah. So I've never experienced that personally. I've never seen visually firsthand one of my kids or a family member go through that. But just hearing it from Lexi's voice and you know, hearing the whole story, and then obviously with your story, it's a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm so thankful you're sharing it with us, because I think we all have to be, I think that's the key in life, is to talk about it and to be aware of it, so that we can help each other get through it and support each other. So first of all, I thank you for sharing it and telling us about it.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share it.
Yeah, it's great. And anything else you want to share with us, Tiffany?
Yes, I've been trying for about maybe a month to call in and thank you, TJ, because a few weeks ago, a friend of mine, April, I believe, sent you the link to my GoFundMe, since I was having trouble with my dialysis transportation.
Yes.
And I know somebody, I don't know if it was you personally, but somebody posted to DDJF.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, you know, people have been donating and everything. And I just really wanted to thank you for spotlighting it and shouting it out. And, you know, that was a surprise to me, because I didn't know April was doing it. And I just really wanted to thank you and your brothers and everybody for all of the help, because everything you're doing is helping to keep me alive. And I don't want to get choked up or anything, but, you know, it really does show me that there's faith to be had in humanity.
That's on behalf of DDJF, that's what we're here for. We're here to support you. We're here to support everyone. No one is perfect. Everyone's going to go through their trials and tribulations, And we just have to be there for each other and support each other. And we've said it so many times. That's been the blessing of doing this show. I wasn't aware it would happen this way. I didn't think it would happen this way, but it has. And it's been a beautiful surprise, is the community that's been built. Every now and then, I do check the DDJF stuff as well. And to see, you know, side dialogues between our listeners and our community of support is just so beautiful. You know, and it happens when I'm asleep or when Taj is asleep or Terrell's asleep. And it's just so beautiful that we're organically creating this community of supporting each other. That's what it's all about, and that's what our mission is. So to hear you say that is an honor, and we thank you for all your support. So, and how are you doing, by the way? You doing better?
I had a pretty rough day yesterday, but I'm doing better now.
Okay. Well, stay strong, Tiffany. You're inspiring so many people. You really are, you know, and I don't think you may realize it. You may just see yourself in Texas, but everyone's around the world is listening, and it goes on. This goes on to a podcast that has many listeners as well. So you keep telling your story. You keep being brave and keep being strong for all of us. Okay.
I will. That's a promise. Right. Thank you again.
All right. You are welcome. Tiffany, thanks so much for our call, and take care of yourself. Okay.
I will. Love you guys.
We love you too. Love you too. Take care. That was a great call. Yes. Great start to the session. So we have a couple of ideas. Again, it's free calls. We're going to just do free calls. But there's
free
some
calls.
Yeah, there's
open
calls.
Yeah, free to me. It sounds like people were paying for the call.
That's true too. We have a call. Should we just answer it? Should we just do
sure.
that?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do that. Thank you for calling in to DDJF's Power of Love. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello. Yes, I know. This is Tiffany from Jersey.
Oh, Tiffany from Jersey. We just talked to Tiffany in Texas, and now we're talking to Tiffany in New Jersey. How are you, Tiffany?
Good. Hi, everyone. TJ, Carol, Taj, and Royal. How are you doing?
We are good.
We're doing great.
You got a smile out of Royal.
Yeah,
we were losing him for a second.
He likes to hear his name. Yeah,
he likes to hear his name. So
Thank you.
Stop it, Terry.
Yes, of course.
What do you got for us, Tiffany? What do you want to share? What do you want to ask?
Yes, I would like to chime in. Lizzie, she mentioned about she had panic attacks and how it was commendable for the guy Kevin to be brave enough to share his story about his mental challenges, because I don't know whether I should share this or not, but I have a mental health issue myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have depression, but however, I'm being treated for it. And it helps to have a community like you guys and all the other listeners, and to do things like positive and creative. So that's been like helping me get through that challenge, that mental challenge in my life.
And thank you for saying that, because it's, I think that with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, everyone portrays such a perfect life that's not real, and we all go through problems. We all have problems, you know, of different magnitude or different variety. But you don't see it on Twitter. You don't see it on Facebook. You know, we don't show that side of us. You know, the insecurities or the panic attacks or the feeling depressed or this and that. And so, you know, you're being very strong sharing this with us in terms of that, because we created DDJF, this community, hoping that it would become a support system for everyone, even for us. I mean, and it has been. I mean, it's helped us deal with our mom's passing
and other things, Dave's.
And so for us, this has been just a great tool for us as well. But yeah, I know it's scary to call. I shouldn't say I would never comment. I'm a chicken in that way. But so you're very courageous in that way already, just calling us.
But it's also good for you, you know, and it's good for all the callers to get it out, to speak it out, because that's what I think Kevin Love's message is.
Yeah. Once you say it, you feel relieved.
You do feel relieved. Mm-hmm. If you just let it sit inside you and keep it buried, it'll make it harder for you to recover. Yeah. And that's with anything. So any type of hurt, as Kevin Love said, we got to get it out, you know? And so I commend you again for calling, but I think it's the right thing to do to share it. And by calling, you open yourself up to building into a community and to getting support. We all need support, you know, and by opening up about your any, you know, issues you have or any painful things, you are opening yourself up to healing.
And also you're not alone. So there's someone else that's going through that same thing that can identify with you.
Absolutely.
Right. I agree. Definitely. And I really thank you guys for providing this platform for us. Yeah. I'm very blessed. In this light, to have you guys, have to talk to you guys, because it's like, you guys don't have to do this, but I feel the sincerity and the love, and you have good hearts, and it's like,
yeah. It's important.
It's an honor.
It's an honor, yeah. Tiffany. It's important, and it's. Like Taj said earlier, it's not just to help. It's not just helping, you know, the listener or the community. It's helping us, mm-hmm. you know, and that's something that we talk about even off the mic, mm-hmm. that just talking and sharing and learning, even conditions that don't directly affect us. What was the actress, Taj, who had the hair loss? Actress, I'm sorry. Alopecia is the type of disease, mm-hmm. remember? That's something that doesn't run in my family. I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. But even just learning about that, you develop a compassion for others and other things that they may be going through.
Exactly.
And even the young man we had last month who was in jail for decades something he never did.
Yeah.
You know, so it just opens up a compassion streak in people, and I think that's why it's something that we enjoy doing, and we're happy our listeners are liking it and learning from it. So, but Tiffany, anything else you want to share, or was that it?
Yeah, that was about it. I feel I kind of like, you know, it's like it's good that I said it, but kind of like feels a lot.
You didn't say too much at all.
At the end of the day, you're helping a lot of people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So you just keep being strong. You keep learning. You keep going through your day and keep relying on others. That's one of the topics we'll be doing somewhat soon in the next, you know, month or so is a show on connection, because it's so important. Don't think you're doing this alone. Don't isolate yourself. If you need help, say it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, you know? And I think that's something that we all, not just, you know, we all deal with that is trying to be strong and not...
And staying positive.
And, you know?
And I'll close it with Kevin Love, his essay. Right. He wrote this. So if you're reading this and you're having a hard time, no matter how big or small it seems to you, I want to remind you that you're not weird or different for sharing what you're going through. Just the opposite. It could be the most important thing you do. It was for me.
Mm. Yeah. There you go. And this is a guy who's won the NBA championship mm-hmm. at the highest level, reached all his aspirational goals. And it's these kind of things when you can reveal yourself, you feel like, you know, you're actually now living. So thank you, Kevin, really. And thank you, Tiffany, for the phone call.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and I love you all.
We love you, too, okay? You take care of yourself, all right?
You too.
All right, take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Should we just keep rolling, answering?
Yeah, it's just, it's very interesting. I mean, it's one person, DeMar DeRozan,
mm-hmm.
the Raptors player, Toronto mm-hmm. Raptors, he spoke out about his depression, and that ultimately inspired Kevin Love to speak out. And I also was looking at it. It was earlier in the season. He had a panic attack during one of the games. Now, I don't know if this is the same game or whatever, but there's been a lot of talk about Kevin Love and in the locker room and how he's one way or another, and this could be something completely
different.
Talk like different.
He's been soft or not loyal?
Just,
or?
There's just been talk about him, you know, trade talks, this and that, and people were... I don't know if this was the game where it happened, but I'll get to that in a second. There was a game where he left the court early and went home and whatever, but he got a lot of slack for that, you know, teammates and everything. And at the end of the day, it's like he wrote, you never know what someone's going through.
That's right.
And that could have been that. I'm not saying it was. I haven't researched it that much, but it could have been something like that that caused that, you know. So we just don't know what – everyone has their issues and everyone has – their challenges in life, and we just have to be a little bit more sensitive and show some sympathy and support for others.
That's right. We have another phone call, so I'm going to take it. You are on the Power of Love show. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Hi, it's Ebony.
How are you, Ebony? How's everything going? What do you got for us?
Going fine. How about you guys?
We're doing well.
Well, I did want to stick on a topic with the mental health, but I want to mention something that's been talked about for a while, and I don't think you guys have gotten a chance to share your opinion on it. when it comes to mental health, it's something that definitely needs to be taken seriously first and foremost, because there's still people who really think that mental illness isn't all that serious when it is. And I mean, with the shooting, the high school shooting that took place in Florida just last month is a prime example of how serious mental illness is.
Great point.
I mean, you've got this 19-year-old who came in with an AR-15, just started and killed 17 people, students and staff, and it kind of makes you wonder what would drive a young person to do that. And like this needs to be talked about more.
I agree.
Because I would feel like if that was the case, things like that, like the shooting over in Parkland, Florida, what could have been prevented?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think one day we'll get there where it becomes more open. And you got to, my opinion, Taj Terrell and... Ebony, you correct me if I'm wrong, but and Royal, but I think it's something in the past, in the 80s, 90s, it wasn't really, there was no forum for it. You know, there wasn't the internet, and there was also, everything was even more so projected of positivity, and there was no outlets for the realness to come out, you know? So I think we're moving that way. I think it's taking longer than we all want, but I think we're moving in that open dialogue society that we need. So
yeah, it's slower than it should be.
Yeah, it is. It is. But we're moving forward.
I think also, and this shouldn't be the case, but it's some people just don't want to talk about it. And I think we need to talk about it. Because that's the way that it moves forward faster. Instead of just, and people have such short attention spans nowadays anyway, and that's a bad thing in terms of, you know, people move on to the next thing in terms of, as you said, with the shooting in Florida, it's like, that was, I don't even remember when that was, but it's like people have moved on to the next thing. And it's like, it's amazing to me that people can do that. You know, when there's something that...
I mean, I agree with you, but...
I should say maybe the media.
Those kids haven't moved on.
The media.
Yeah, not everybody has moved on. Not those kids, those especially kids because are they've been going out, setting up protests and
they should, and I appreciate. And we should salute them and appreciate them because they aren't letting the media forget about it, you know, but it's been... they're trying to forget about it.
Trying to
move on, but they shouldn't move on because this needs to be addressed.
I agree.
Yeah, because there's been plenty more school shootings that happened before this one. At some point, you ask yourself, what is it going to take for this to stop? How can we end this?
Yeah, hopefully it will happen soon.
When is enough enough? Yeah.
Well, Ebony, thank you so much for your phone call. And again, thank you for your support. You've called several times, I know, in the past, and we want to just thank you for always chiming in and supporting our show.
Yeah, and can I say something?
Absolutely.
Because I actually have family who lives in Florida. When that happened, the first thing I thought about is, well, I hope my cousins and second cousins are okay. with one second cousin who was actually around Royal's age.
Mm.
She goes to high school and she's about to graduate in May. So yeah. I'm curious as to what Royal's position is on this topic.
Okay, good question.
On school shootings?
Yeah.
And
about what the students are doing to, you know, change things.
You're
to stop
about
this from happening again.
The protests of the Florida kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in full support of those kids, and it's, you know, it's not the first time. And, you know, it's happened, like you said, it's happened multiple times before, and I'm just waiting for someone to take action. It seems like people just keep on burying these school shootings over and over again, and, you know, at this point, it's like hundreds of lives are getting affected by it, and people are afraid to go to school now, you know, and, like, you know, school is supposed to be a safe zone where people can learn and be comfortable, and there's so many other issues about going to school, you know, bullying and not fitting in, and this is just adding to more kids not wanting to go to school. So we need to take action on all those issues, not just shootings, but social constructs of bullies and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, like, your generation, I feel, is going to, like, finally set that change in motion.
I agree. Now, it's not, and I'm, Royal knows, I'm always quick to take a jab at his generation, but I agree with you. I mean, it's going to be his generation because they're the ones who have the different viewpoint and vantage point, and they have the tools. You know, this is the first time where kids can plan a march and spread it around the world in minutes. You know, that wasn't a tool that was available to us, and they're brave. Yeah. You know, they're brave. So I think you're 100% right. I think it's going to be Royal's generation and the following ones that are going to do some serious changing for the positive for our country and the world.
Yeah, and one last thing. I saw Black Panther twice.
I still haven't seen it.
And I'm trying to shoot for number three next week.
No, I've seen it once.
Okay.
Ebony is great, right? I still have seen it once. I haven't gotten
I've
to my second
twice.
Time.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Yeah, hoping it gets some nominations from, you know, from the Oscars next year, but,
it should.
You know.
It should.
Yeah, we'll see.
Break that trend, yes.
We'll see. Ebony, thanks so much for your phone call, and again, thanks for always supporting us.
Thank you guys. Love you.
We love you
have
too.
Have a good day.
Take care. You too. All right. I'm just going to, there's so many phone calls. I'm just going to.
Hold on. Can I do some Twitters then?
Yes. Let's get some
come on.
Twitter.
That's what I'm here for. Real quick, Terrell, Gigi says you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Gigi.
In the research.
Good
in the research.
Good
she wanted me to personally read that to you.
Oh, the research. Joke.
And then Meredith P., this is more on a serious note. She said, my mom passed away last week, and I can't help but think about how your show helped prepare me for the process.
Mm.
Thank you again, Power Love. Your show has purpose.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So thank you so much, Meredith P.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss, Meredith. P. And it's tough because it's never easy, but to know that we're helping in some way makes us feel good, you know, and time will heal. You'll never get over it completely, but time does heal. Stay strong for you and your family. And
hopefully you have, you know,
a support.
Tools.
Yeah.
I felt when we lost mom, I don't feel we had any tools.
Yeah.
You know, we know what to do. Everything was all over the place. And thankfully we had support from our family, but no idea about loss and how to grieve and therapy and all those things. So hopefully the show has helped you with some tools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well said.
No, I think also just doing something in honor of that person is always a great thing. We did our album in honor of our mom.
Yeah.
Just doing that keeps their memory alive too. And it helps you not get through it, but it helps you live day by day.
Keep that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. All right. So we have a phone call. Who's on the line with us on the Power of Love show?
This is Michael from New York.
Hi, Micah. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good.
Great.
What do you got for us today?
Well, it's about panic attacks. I just wanted to say that because of your show, it built confidence for my wife, Nicola, because she used to have panic attacks before dancing in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And because of your show, it gave her a lot of confidence.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. Great.
That's oh, yeah. Great. And also, we had a lot of issues in the past year with family, and listening to your show really helped us pull through it.
So appreciate that, Michael.
Yes, and Michael, thanks for...
I mean, your show is a lifesaver.
Well, thank you for supporting us, and thanks for those words. And, you know, we're just doing what we feel should be done, and that's just talking, you know, and we're talking about everything that usually doesn't get talked about, not in the form it should. And we're just trying to open up dialogue and establish a community. That's one thing, like Terrell said, we learned a connection and a community is what helps heal people. And we just want to do our part in establishing that. But again, thank you, Michael.
And you do that very well. I mean, listening to your show and calling in is actually very therapeutic for me.
Good. Yeah.
My wife also wanted me to relay a message to you saying that she loves you guys.
Tell her we love her.
I mean, so do I, but you know. Yeah.
Well, we love both of you guys, and we want to thank you guys for your support and stay strong. And, you know, life is about loss and gains, of course, but it's the loss that we have to strengthen on how to recover from. And that's what we try to do here.
I have a question too. I mean, this is for your wife. I know, in terms of like when I perform, every time I performed, I had like anxiety and I was extreme nervousness. And I actually was watching an old Oprah, like way back in the day when Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block explained that same thing. And that's actually what made me feel kind of normal about it, because these cool cats over here, my two brothers, never seemed nervous, you know, going on stage. Like, they were just like, this is what we're supposed to do. And I was always the one that was like, you know, had that, my heart beating out of my chest and all that stuff. And it's like, I didn't understand it. But then seeing Jonathan's story about how he felt that same way, he would literally throw up before his performance. And so it felt like, okay, I'm not alone in that. So it helps, you know, when people talk about it in that way. And it actually has helped me get better at it, in terms of I'm not as nervous, because now I know other people go through it. Even big singers that I really think have it under control go through it. So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe it's part of it.
Well said, Tosh. Well said.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've seen your videos, and you guys don't seem nervous at all. You look actually very confident.
We're better actors than you think.
You're a better actor.
Yeah, I'm a better actor than you think, I should say.
Well, I actually kind of helped my wife do it, because I told her to breathe before a show, and then when she gets on stage, just to look at me.
Oh, that's great.
So that, you know, she feels more comfortable that way.
Yes.
That's great.
So I'm kind of like her security blanket.
I love that. That's a great advice, too, because if she looks at you, I don't know how long the performance is, but for the first, you know, couple minutes, then once she gets into it, right, Taj? Yeah. I assume once you get in there and once a minute has passed and you're on stage, your comfort level starts to raise and your anxiety starts to drop. So I think that's great, you know? And then when she'll spread our eyes around. But until then, I think that's great advice. Keep our eye on our hubby. So it's good stuff, Michael.
I mean, that's the way I felt when I had my bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
When it was the first time I went up to read from the Torah, you know, because that's a completely different language. I was nervous. Yeah. My palms were sweating. I was sweating.
Yeah.
But then after a couple of minutes, once I started reading, it went away smoothly.
Very good.
Yeah. That's great.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for the phone call, Michael.
Michael.
We appreciate it.
Also, my wife is actually sitting next to me, but she's shy, so she wanted me to say hello.
Say hi.
Yes.
Tell her we say hi and tell her one day she's got to call in herself so we can talk to her.
Oh, yeah. I'm pushing her into doing that.
Okay. We'll get there. But all our love to you guys, Michael. Take care, okay?
You too. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Great call.
Yeah.
Right? It's a great call. Was there anything else you guys wanted to
say? Yeah, it's just we're all human at the end of the day, and we all have our stuff, you know. Just hearing him talk about his situation reminded me I ended up, people say it was a great speech for Louis' wedding, but man, I was not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Because I don't like speaking.
Yeah.
We got Carol.
Yeah.
Oh, who's this?
I answered a phone call because I saw we had 7 more minutes.
All right, who we got?
So,
okay, this is Carol.
Yeah. Carol.
Tony, oh, Carol.
That's Tony Hill Royal is with you guys. It's so neat you hang around your uncles. That's so good and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to thank the Tiffany's for being encouragement, the one in Texas, the one in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So life's gotten harder and everything. I have 2 friends who are really sick, and they're probably going to die. And I'm an emotional wreck and everything. And I got mistreated really bad, so I'm thinking I'm going to seek some counseling because I'm just really depressed.
Good. Good. And I say good, obviously, for you to seeking counseling. I send my deepest sincerity in my worry for you, because losing one friend is tough, and losing two, is not easy.
They're fighting for their life right now.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm panicky, you know, and all that. And when mom was sick and everything, it's like I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep and everything. And it's just been really, really hard. And if somebody mistreats me, I run away, you know, because, you know, I just can't handle it, you know, and everything. And but it's like it's gotten harder with the anniversary of my friend dying, and it was her birthday and all that stuff. And I'm happy to have a job because that's what's getting me through this, you know.
And couple of things you said it right there too, is a job and staying busy and staying active.
Yeah.
Is an important thing, you know. Don't just sit and dwell in your pain or misery. You got to keep yourself active, keep your mind going.
Yeah.
And let time help, you know. And as we've said throughout this show and throughout all the other shows, is to find your friend group, find your family group, find your social group that can help you get through it. You know, you talking about it and you expressing your opinions is huge for your road to happiness.
And my friend, she has a clogged artery, and they want to operate, and they want to amputate her legs, and she's the one I spend a lot of time with, and that's been really hard.
Mm.
You know, so we don't know what's what yet. It's just, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, well, take each day at a time, and you be there for your friend. You support your friend as something that many guests have said in the past, and I think we have. You be there for your friend, and you try to take them to the happy moments. And you know, and just be there. That's all you can do, Carol, as her friend. And you know, as I've said several times today, time is something that we have to remember will help in everyone's case.
Right.
It's tough. Life is very tough. It has its ups and downs, but time has to heal, and you just have to be there for them.
Yes, I think I'm going to heal. Seemed harder than my mom's death, you know. And it was like when mom died, I felt like I was gonna pass out for a couple months, you know, but I got over that. So anyways, I know you have other people. I want to thank you guys for having your show. It's really helpful. And
thank you for calling in, Carol.
Yeah, and stay strong.
Take
care of yourself. Okay?
I love you guys.
We love you too. Be strong.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah, life's not easy.
No.
You know, and it's for everyone. And I think that's one thing that I know you guys would agree, that I'm so happy what this show is, because we try to keep it light in the beginning. We tell some jokes. We you know, nab at each other. We laugh. We talk about other things, other topics, because it's not an easy thing to just talk about, you know, loss for an hour.
Comedy's a good remedy, too, for that, too. I mean, it's been known in terms of laughter, and all that helps healing.
We're going to take one final phone call. We have 2 minutes.
Okay.
Let's just take this last phone call. You're on the Power of Love show. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is April.
Hi, April. How are you? We got 2 minutes, April, so what you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it brief as possible, but when you were talking about panic attacks and anxiety, when I was younger, my parents thought that I was having dehydration problems because I kept passing out. We went like to the zoo, we went to Disney World one time, and all of a sudden my heart started racing and I got dizzy and I just fell out. They didn't know what was going on with me, but I didn't find out until I got older that I was having panic attacks, anxiety attacks, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
I had to do it several times before I actually went to the doctor. They did tests. They did several tests on me, MRIs and everything. They never could find out what was causing me to, you know, have those issues where my heart was speeding up. And I just, all of a sudden, just felt like I was going to pass out all the time. But come to find out, that was the problem. And now I still sometimes still have the problem when I'm in, you know, public somewhere. It's like I feel it. But I took this program what helped me to learn how to focus and breathe. I had to learn how to do breathing exercise that helped me calm down my nerves, calm my heart down. So now I don't have it like I used to, because I used to have it real bad. But now if I feel it now, I know how to do that. I'll focus on one thing and I'll just start breathing real deep, slowly. It helps me. It helps to relieve that before I go into a full-blown panic attack. But I suffered from that a long time, and I thought maybe I could help somebody else that's going through that to know that, you know, you can get through it. If you need help, you know, go talk to somebody to see how you can get help with dealing with those attacks, because they are real. Mm-hmm. And I know from experience it's hard at first to get through them. But now, like, for instance, I would have never been able to go to L.A. like I did years ago, because I would not go anywhere because I was afraid that I was going to have an attack everywhere I went. But now I can go pretty much anywhere. Now I don't have it as bad. I know how to control it now. So I just wanted to add that. I know you don't have much time, but I just wanted to add that to, you know, the topic today.
We appreciate you adding it, and it was a very important addition. So thank you so much, April, because I think you gave some great advice on how to get through it. Breathing, slowing everything down, right? Is there anything else that in particular you felt was helped you with your panic attacks?
Well, it's good when you have support to people that, you know, stand there by you and know what you're going through.
Because
a lot of people are afraid of, you know, what's going on. But if they know exactly what you're going through, it helps too. So they know what to do or what to say. But that helps me too, because I have that support. When I know people that's going through the same things I'm going through, because I do know some people that have those attacks as well, and they help me too. So that helps as well.
Great.
That's great.
Nice. Well, April, thank you so much. We have to close the show, but again, thank you for calling in and chiming in and helping everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And hello, Royal. I hadn't had a chance to meet you.
Hello.
Called in, but okay.
Thank you so much, April, and take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye. What a great show, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good show. We want to thank all our callers and commend all our callers, our brave callers, for sharing.
And the people on Twitter.
Terrell, hats off to you.
And everyone.
Player of the game. Great show today. Bring it next time like that. This is your new standard, all right? we are back every Wednesday. We are back next Wednesday. We are on every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to DDJF and support the foundation any way you can. Comments, articles, even financial donations, that all helps us support those in need. Mm-hmm. We are sending all the love possible to all our listeners, and we want everyone to have a wonderful rest of your week. And that's about it, right, fellas?
Yep. Podcast is on iTunes.
Podcast on iTunes.
Episodes, yeah.
Make sure you subscribe.
If you want to catch up.
Make sure you catch up. If you're just finding us, there's a bunch of
Power Love
podcast shows. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.